take your order and take care of you.
Wow, has it really been 10 years? Denise from Appliance Discounters here to tell you that time really does fly when you're having fun. My brother Tony and I started out with one location and one appliance line and have now grown to 6 locations, a variety of appliance lines, including GE, and an amazing Appliance Discounters family. We love serving the St. Louis area and are so grateful for the customers that have put their trust in us. We know you can shop anywhere, but at Appliance Discounters, we'll always treat you right. Thank you to our customers for 10 successful years, and we look forward to many more to come.
The Village Bar, now open Monday through Sunday, noon to 8 p.m. for curbside pickup. If you have a large order, we will deliver. Our quart-sized chili is also available to feed the entire family. We're located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532.
Have you thought about cleaning your home, business, school, or church for coronavirus to ensure our gathering places are clean and safe? Hi, I'm Rich Sikora, Vice President of Mold Solutions. Our biocide and viricide is approved by the EPA to effectively kill coronavirus. Because of what we do on a daily basis, we have the products, equipment, and expertise to successfully clean coronavirus. Here's one of our longtime clients to share his success with Mold Solutions.
This is Rick Kester. I have a 7,000 square foot call center in West County. The Mold Solutions team came in, did a deep clean and disinfectant on our office. They were fast, courteous, took all the precautions necessary to disinfect our office in these uncertain times.
Thanks, Rick. Contact Mold Solutions today at moldstlewis.com and let's help flatten the curve together. That's moldstlewis.com. We have your solution.
This is Cardinals broadcaster and Schnucks shopper Dan McLaughlin. Schnucks would like everyone to know how much they appreciate our community during this very difficult time. They know this isn't easy for everyone, and that's why Schnucks is working around the clock to make sure they handle the needs of our community. Schnucks wants to say thank you for your support, your patience, and your never quit attitude, as we will all get through this together. Schnucks appreciates our community, and they want all of their shoppers to know how much they mean to them.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA.
Yes, you can still buy a vehicle. You can. Just make sure you buy from Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, either a new Chevy or a pre-owned from either of the two locations. And now the man who can tell you a whole lot more about how things are going there than I can, John Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
I'm actually doing real well. I'm sure better than most, not as well as some, but all things considered, I'm great. How are you?
Good. Good, good, good. Always good to know that you're in a great mood, because, you know, when you're
in a great mood. I didn't say I was
I was talking. I was just talking. I had the floor.
Oh, wow.
You misspoke. You said it's always good to hear you're in a good mood.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Everybody stop.
So you're in a good mood? Are you in a good mood?
No.
He's always in a good mood.
No, I'm not.
Right.
So if you're not in a great mood, if you're not in a good mood, What mood are you in?
I'm pretty consistent in that 80% of the time I'm in a pretty crappy mood. I just am. That's just my nature. That's the way I am.
I disagree.
You can't disagree with me.
When I talk with you, it's not going to happen either. So when I talk to you sometimes, you're in a great mood. Maybe it's just when I bring Mimi on the line, that's when you become really in a really good mood. Is that it?
That could have a lot to do with it.
I know all about your type, buddy.
Look, there's a reason that my grandson and coming soon in 4.5 months, my granddaughter, there's a reason their name for me is Grumpy. There's a reason for that. And part of it is that that's what I usually am. I'm not a person that wakes up in the morning, zippity-doo-da, zippity. I'm not that person. I wake up, my first words to myself silently are, oh, crap, time to get up. I hate getting up. I hate the morning. I'm generally not in a great mood. That's on me.
I really feel sorry for you.
I feel sorry for myself.
I wake up and I'm in a good mood. I'm in a good mood, and I'm up early. I mean, sleep. Who cares? Get it over with. I'd love to be able to just take a pill, re-energized for what I need and get going. But
Need a pill because you have a lot of energy. People are different. Some people don't have. They're low energy people. I'm a low energy person. I'm not.
I mean,
when
I was a little kid, probably the age of even, six, I was standing at the top of the steps, at our house in Bellevue Bakers in beautiful Normandy, Missouri. And I waited. My parents had the bedroom on the first floor. I waited to hear like one noise. And boom, I'd bolt down those steps and the day was started. I think I'd probably drove my parents crazy because, two older sisters, my little adorable sister, Jackie.
You're talking about when you were a kid. When you're a kid, of course it's easy to bolt out of bed and sort of be excited.
I was
about
up.
Something.
I was always up. I was up at, 5:30.
When you said when you were a kid and you'd hear a noise, and then you mentioned your parents, was it a noise coming
going
out of your parents' bedroom? Did you ever walk in on your mom and dad doing it?
Weird question. Really weird question.
No, it's not weird at all.
It's not weird.
It reminds me of your favorite joke ever, though, Frank.
Which one?
It's not so funny when it's your mom.
Yeah. I love that joke.
I can't tell it because you gave the punchline. I can't tell it now. But it is a great joke, and that's actually a great question because in my life, in conversation just with friends, it has come around a few times. Did you ever walk in on your parents? My answer is no, because honest to goodness, I don't think my parents did it. I don't think they did it. After they had me and my brother, they thought, that's it. Two kids, we're done. So I didn't walk in on them. Did you ever walk in on them?
No. I already told you it's a weird question. No. I knew better. And my sister and I, we knew better.
It's not annoying. It could be an accident.
No. All right. Could be, but it didn't happen.
Tim, you ever walk in on your parents?
No.
Dan?
Yes.
You did?
What?
You're not even listening.
He's on the phone with Josh Bauman right now.
Limey, did you ever walk in on your parents?
No. Thankfully, they divorced when I was 3, so I never had to worry about that.
Oh, I never did that, no.
Okay. All right.
No, but
neither did I.
I have a worse one.
We have a guy, and everybody on the show knows who he is. And don't email because I'm not going to tell you. But he was doing it with his girlfriend, and her dad walked in.
I
can't think of much worse than you're a teenager. And you're doing it with a girl, and her dad catches.
Oh man, that's got to be just instant.
Oh no, that's the ultimate cardio stress test.
The miraculous thing is that he lived to tell a story.
Oh, and he even says that it's a miracle that I'm alive.
You just told that joke last week. Roll her over. I'd rather have a puppy.
Right, but that's not the joke. Tim's not talking about that joke. No. He's talking about a better joke.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they have to be better, don't they?
What does that mean? What does that mean? They have to be better.
I mean, a joke's a joke. Why would you tell the joke if it's not a joke?
Can I talk?
What are you telling?
Let me speak.
Let
me speak. There are levels.
No, you've been speaking the entire time. I haven't had a word in edgewise. Go ahead.
Jokes have levels. Some jokes are Hall of Fame jokes. Other jokes are funny, but they're not quite the caliber of the Hall of Fame joke. The joke that Tim mentioned is far superior to the roller over, I'd rather have a puppy joke. It's just a better joke. The roller over is an 8. That joke's a 10.
It depends. It depends on the person listening. It depends on just people to find other jokes funnier than, than some. And
which reminds me of a great joke. You just reminded me of a joke. What does a 90-year-old man's butt smell like?
What?
Depends. Depends. That's the answer. Depends.
See, that's not funny.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not funny at all.
It's not as funny as the original version, which I can't tell on the air because it's not a man. It's a 90-year-old woman, and what does her and something else?
All
and
right,
that's a different
enough.
Version.
Okay.
Well, that's, I didn't tell that what? Version.
Well, you were going to, though.
No, it wasn't. What? Or I would have told it.
Why do we talk this potty talk during my session?
You started it.
You started it.
How did I start it? No, I don't know, but you did. You don't know. I just said that, if you're telling a joke, it's got to be funny. Or why would you tell it on your program? Why would the 3 million people listening right now, why would we continue
John,
to listen?
I won't tell a joke I don't think is funny, but like a movie or a book, some are better. No, hold on. Some are better than others. Come on.
Maybe to you. Maybe to us, the listeners.
No, not
maybe
to me.
Maybe us customers. Well, I'm the customer.
All right, here, I'm going to give you two blonde jokes.
Always right.
John, I'm going to tell you two blonde jokes. Now, you tell me which one's funnier, because there's no way they're equally funny. Here's the first blonde joke. Did you hear about the blonde they found frozen to death at the drive-in movie theater? She went to see Closed for the Season. That's funny.
That's good.
Now, is that funnier than this blonde joke? Guy buys his blonde wife a cell phone. She's never had a cell phone. She's a young, blonde, good-looking wife, hot. And she says, what's this? He said, come on, babe, everybody, it's a cell phone. Everybody's using them. You have a number. I have your number. I'll call you. She said, wow, see, I've heard about these things. She says, cell phone? He goes, yeah. When it rings, you just touch right here. He showed her what to touch, and then that you'll answer it, and then we'll be able to talk. She said, wow, this is incredible. You know, I've heard about these and I've seen them, but I've never had one because I think people just thought I was too stupid to use a cell phone. So they separate, and then he calls her. And she says, hello? He said, see, baby, you're not that stupid. You can use a cell phone. She says, wow, this is amazing. This technology is unbelievable. I just have one question. How did you know I was at Walmart? Now, the first joke is funnier.
That's funny.
But the first joke is funnier.
I think they're both funny. I don't think one's funnier than the other. I really don't.
Okay,
I think
fine.
They're both
funny. So everything's
funny.
Equal. Everything has the same ranking or rating.
I'll say this much. It took you forever to get through the second joke. So that's why maybe it might not be as funny as the first
give
one.
Give me two TV series that you're watching, you and Mimi are watching right now. Give me two of them. What are you watching?
Business.
No,
business.
What are you watching? What are you watching?
What
that's
you
not a personal
business?
Question. Ozark. What are you watching?
We're getting ready to get into Ozark tonight.
Okay, but what have you been watching?
I don't know. I really don't. I just, you know, we've been watching some older movies. We've been watching you know, things that make us laugh. Okay. Yeah, things that make us laugh. It's just, you know. I told you to watch Uncle Buck for the first time in forever a few nights
Uncle
ago.
Buck.
Oh, my goodness.
Such hilarious. A good movie.
Yeah.
All right, have you seen The Great Outdoors with John Candy and Dan Aykroyd? All right, which one's funnier? Which one's funnier? Uncle Buck or The Great Outdoors?
Both funny. No. They're both hilarious.
See, I like Uncle Buck
see,
better.
He's not going to do it.
Maybe The Great Outdoors.
He's not going to admit that sometimes two things can be
I'm
funny.
I'm going to tell you one thing. Uncle Buck is hilarious. The scene when he goes in, you know, to talk to the teacher, okay?
And Molly Russell's wart.
Molly. He flips her a quarter to have a rat gnaw on that mole on the side of her face. Now, that's funny. When he walks into the little boy's restroom bathroom, and he's trying to figure out how's this big guy going to get down and go to the bathroom on these little bitty toilets, right? And he has to get down on one knee, get the big coat on. I mean, he is, he was hilarious. Yeah, still funny. Funny.
From everything I've ever read, the people who worked with John Candy said he was exactly like you would think he'd be. Just the nicest, kindest, just a gentle guy to be around. They said he was just what you'd think you'd want him to be.
Yep,
sad. What, he died? He's 30 or something? He was very old.
43.
Oh, 43.
Young.
Wow.
Yeah. Young. He was doing a movie, too, wasn't he?
Yeah, was it mm-hmm. It was the wagon?
The Western. It was horrible. No, they even said it was probably the worst thing ever.
This is you. This is you in a nutshell. You're talking the guy up. And then all of a sudden you knock his legs up.
John, you misinterpret everything I say. John Candy, by all accounts, was a wonderful guy. Unfortunately, the last movie he agreed to do was a piece of crap. That's not his fault.
So why bring that up?
Oh, my goodness.
He's been dead for 26 years.
Wow. Hey, that makes me sad to feel that old.
That's hard to believe that. Wow. That's but he's still hilarious, okay?
Well, he's not hilarious now. He's dead.
He still lives on. He still lives on. Man, oh, man. So So what else is going on, Grumpy?
Well, here's what else is going on. I don't know. Look, you're in the car business. Did you see that fire outside of Fort Myers, Florida? Here's the deal. One of the things people don't think about into this coronavirus thing is when people aren't renting cars, there are all these rental cars. Too many to put on the lot because rental car companies don't keep every car they have on the lot all the time.
No, they're turning. Yeah, they're out.
So they've had to store all of them, these cars, in available fields, football fields, whatever they could find. And outside Fort Myers, I'm not sure if they even know how the fire started, but destroyed completely in flames just under 4,000 rental cars.
Ooh.
Yeah. I saw the video.
It hasn't rained there. It hasn't rained there in weeks. Now, this is the dry season. And then what comes after the dry season? Oh, the rains and the hurricane threat. So, you know, and all it takes is one spark. All it could have taken just somebody throwing a cigarette out. And I'm sure that they're going to find out what happened. Because, I saw that. It's unbelievable.
Oh, my God. The black smoke coming up for miles and miles and miles. It looked like a bomb had been dropped. 4,000 cars. That's a lot of cars. It's a lot of gas burning and plastic and rubber and paint. It was incredible. They did 80 airdrops of water like you would a forest fire. And still couldn't
see. It's unbelievable. Boy,
so you said what else is going on? There you go. There's one thing that's going on.
That was going on in Florida. So what we want to do here now is we want to talk about, you know, everyone supporting, you know, local restaurants. I know that you have the fast food restaurants and they're chains. That's great. Chains are owned by mega millionaires. We need to support the local restaurants in your neighborhood that are doing everything they can to survive, everything they can to keep the waiters and waitresses that you had served you before, okay, and call for carry out, and they all online. They'll tell you exactly, you know, the protocol, and it's usually just called in your order, and either you pay online or you hand them a credit card, and they bring, you know, they got masks on and gloves on, but we've got to all support these local restaurants. You can go back to the fast food restaurants, which, by the way, currently there's like lines of people, you know, waiting to get food because, you know, that's one thing, pandemic or not, we're not going to stop eating. We got to eat. Got to eat and keep our health up and keep us happy because if you don't eat, you know, oof, you're not going to be happy. Especially someone like, you know, like you, Frank.
I knew you'd say that. I knew you'd do that. I knew you would turn it on me as an overeater.
I'm glad you did because
in the last 2 weeks, this is going to seem nearly impossible. 2 weeks, I've gained 12 to 15 pounds, right in there, 13, 14, depending on when I weigh. Yeah, disgusting.
Maybe like everyone else right now, what is there to do? If you're working from home, you still have time out of your day. You're not driving back and forth. Walk. Get out and walk.
Because a person can only have so much sex. I mean, come on. Married women, that's all they want. Well, we're both home now. Let's do it again for the fourth time today.
Huh. Well, obviously, it must be really quick because you've gained weight.
how many calories can you burn in 20 seconds?
Where's that stopwatch? Is it on the bed nightstand or what?
Don't need one. John, you know, done. You're married. That's all they want to do. You guys who aren't married, just wait. Get ready to wear yourselves out. Because that's marriage for you. And the longer you're married, the more they want to do it. It's exhausting. But I still manage to gain weight.
Yeah, but a lot of that's muscle. You know, muscle weighs more than...
Not with me. Fat. I don't have any muscles.
No?
I think I have one muscle. Well, I have one. Let's make sure people understand. You are open. You can buy a car by appointment, and the service department is open, correct?
Correct. Service is open. Service is busy, not like it normally is. It's I'd say probably service is off probably 50%. Maybe, 40-45%. But it's... So if you need your vehicle worked on, we are antiseptically clean. We have masks. We have gloves. you name it, we'll take care of you. And obviously, we want you taking care of our employees. But we're going to get through this, and the sooner the better. I can't wait. And I think we're going to party like absolute rock stars. You thought we partied when we won the Stanley Cup, which was, I guess if we don't go back to playing hockey, then I guess we retain the Stanley Cup. Which
another parade.
To Dan and Tim and you, that may be the only good thing that would come out of this is you keep the cup for next year.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's a lot of good things. I think there's a lot of great things. I mean, I hate to say it. It's terrible. It's a pandemic. There's really nothing good coming out of it. I'm sick of watching the news. I cannot stand it. There's just a media frenzy. This thing is, it's terrible. But my God, can they make it like any worse? How do you go from a projected number of 100,000 deaths up to 240,000? Help me with that math. I'm pretty good with numbers. That to me is just strictly nothing more than a scare the crap out of everybody, which I guess maybe that's what they want to do. When you're staying at home, Frank, go out for a nice brisk walk, right? Got some nice tennis shoes.
Good.
maybe walk to the restaurant tonight that you're going to get carry out and walk back, even if it's like 5 miles away.
It's like, oh, okay.
And the food's cold.
Tonight. Food will be soggy by the time you get home.
All right, beautiful day today, so enjoy it. The sunshine makes us all happier. It is spring.
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. Hey, John Denver, thank you. Thank you so much.
Trevor, let me hear you imitate a southern person, someone from down south.
Well, I have to give him something to say.
A southern person? You want me to say words like, I reckon, you're talking about this pandemic?
There you go, well done.
How about
that's why he's on television.
I'm fixing to go to the rodeo.
I'm fixing to go to the rodeo, and on my way, I'm going to stop and get some chicken fingers with some honey mustard.
Not chicken. We don't say chicken fingers.
I was just exaggerating it.
You had it and you lost it. John, what's your phone number?
Well, in your heart, my number is number one, obviously. Frank.
Number.
That really means a lot.
All right, Grumpy, it's 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 or 366 at lawnduff.com. LONDOFF, lawnduff.com. And have a great rest of the show. I'm sure glad I did my part.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, we are too. Thank you, John.
Well, bye-bye, Frank.
See, he did again, Tim. Well, he did.
Bye-bye.
That's his John Lecter voice.
Well, Josh Bauman's been on hold so long, he had another birthday, and he shaved twice waiting for John Landolf. Get his music in here. There it is. There it is. Time to check in with Mr. IT, in charge of the entire Festus School District. That's a pretty big responsibility. Obviously not in the studio, but here to help you with your tech issues. Here are the numbers you need. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Josh Baum is brought to you by Window World. They are open for business. I'd love to come out and give you an estimate on the replacement windows. Number one selling replacement window in the country. More at windowworldst.louis.com from an undisclosed location. Josh Bauman.
Hello, everybody.
Josh, how are you?
Good. My days are filled with helping parents get their students' devices connected to home internet and home connections. So if there's any parents out there listening, go ahead.
This is a time when it wouldn't be good to be you, because you're that guy everybody calls to go, Josh, I'm on my computer. Can you help me out? I feel sorry for you. I really do.
It's really not that bad, because my family has learned, and not meaning my wife or Jackson, but my extended family has learned that I don't work for free, that they have to give me at least some whiskey or beer for me to solve their computer problems.
All right. Did you ever watch Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that why? Well, how old is Jackson?
Jackson is 14. No, he is not named for Jax from that show.
Okay.
He actually, there used to be a show on TV back in 2003-04 or somewhere in there called These Are the Days, and it was about a family with the last name Day, and there was a character on there named Jackson, and that's how we picked it. And there's a whole other story.
I love that name. In fact, my daughter, who's halfway along, she's 4.5 months pregnant, obviously all, you know, relatives talk about names, and I thought, why not Jackson for a girl? And you could even spell it like J-A-X-O-N or some odd spelling, but I don't see, it's kind of a neat name, Jackson. Well, I like that
name. The funny thing about that is, Jackson, when we went for the ultrasound to figure out if he was a boy or a girl at the 20-week appointment, they told us he was a girl, and we went through the entire process, baby showers, first grandchild on both sides of the family, and thinking he was a girl. Well, then at the, like the last OB appointment before he was born, there was a different ultrasound tech in there, and she says, you guys think you're having a girl, right? And we're like, yeah. She said, well, I hate to tell you this, but the other guy misread the sonogram. You're having a boy.
He has a wiener.
So by then you'd had all these showers, so poor Jackson had to grow up wearing a bunch of pink 90s and stuff. Little,
poor guy.
Little, and play with his little Barbie doll that somebody gave us for the shower.
In the span of like 4 weeks, we repainted his room. Annette ended up taking everything back, everything that she could that wasn't, you know, pink or wasn't neutral colors, took it all back, exchanged it. Yeah, it was crazy.
Did you ever see that person again, though, that
hey, look who's here, Tim Woodburn.
The guy that was wrong, no. And I don't think he left the OB's office on good terms. Like, I think they had to let him go.
Oh.
And the really funny thing about it, the ultrasound tech that told us it was a boy, turned out it was my neighbor. We walked in the room, had no clue that she worked there, and we're like, hey, what are you doing here? So it was kind of funny. When we got home that night, we were able to take her the pictures from the original ultrasound because, you know, they take the pictures of the junk and they say, you know, they point it out and whatever.
Junk.
And she said, oh, yeah, that's the umbilical cord. That's
nice
not,
talk about your kid.
Yeah.
All right.
The junk.
Look at this picture of this junk.
Yeah. Probably thought it was a girl because he's hung like his
not
daddy.
I'm not calling them junk. I'm saying their junk.
Their junk. Mm. Like down there.
So kids are junk?
That's down in the region up. Down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, you're having an elephant.
Down in the valley.
Josh, are you ready to help people?
Yes, every day.
All right, well, let me give the number one more time, and we'll start taking some calls. Folks, this is anything tech-related. Your phone, your tablet, your TV, your internet at your house, blah, 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 blah. You get the idea. Tech Talk, 314-821-0590. Or 855-282-8255. Bob, you're first up. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hey, Josh. How are you doing today?
Good, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing good. I got a question for you. My iPhone 6 Plus looks like it's going to be dying here slowly, and I need to replace it. So I have several options. My company, a couple, helped me purchase a phone. So price is really not that big of a deal.
Okay.
I got to stay with the iPhone.
Okay.
Can you kind of tell me, is there anything to avoid or what's good or what's not good?
So
iPhone 11 Pro and iPhone 11 Pro Max. What's the differences on those?
Well, size is going to be the big one on the Max. I don't know that it's a full inch larger, but it is definitely appreciable larger.
Let me have Dan show everybody what an inch looks like.
Close your eyes.
Now, that's a significant difference.
That's swollen.
That's probably swollen, too.
Yes, it is.
Thank you, Bob. It's obvious Bob's listened before.
Oh, yeah.
So, size is one thing with the Mac. Well, size always matters.
Size always matters.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, I think there's an additional camera lens on the Max as well. So if photography is something that you're worried about, you may want to lean towards the Max or the Pro line of iPhone. I will say there are a bunch of rumors floating around right now about the iPhone 12 getting ready to be announced. Typically, Apple likes to do a summer release and a fall release or a spring release and fall release. So depending on how bad of shape that 6 Plus is in, you may want to try and hang on as long as you can to see if they're going to issue the 12 here coming out soon. The interesting rumor about the 12 is that it may support 5G, which is the new carrier protocol or the carrier technology that the carriers are pushing. You're likely only to see that in major metropolitan areas. I'm not sure if any of the carriers have turned on true 5G in St. Louis yet. 5GE is around, but that's not real 5G. So really, to me, it's going to come down to how bad of shape is that 6 Plus in.
I just have a question for Bob. Bob, when you said you could tell your 6 Plus was starting to die, what do you mean? What's it doing?
Well, it's the plug is really loose when I try to charge it, and I have trouble charging it. And the only way I could charge it is take it out of its protective case, and naturally, when it was out of its protective case, I dropped it in the glass.
So you're likely going to need to do that before the 12 is going to come out, and that's likely going to be.
It's still working now. It's still working now. I'm using it now, and everything seems to be functional on it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're okay with keeping it, I will say you will probably be shocked at the speed difference in that 6 Plus, and even if you went to the X series of iPhone, you're talking 4 or 5 generations of phone difference. That processor alone, it's going to be night and day. So, but you said your company helps you pay for it. Realistically, I'd say go for the 11 Pro or the 11 Max just to get the most feature set. And it's going to be the brand spanking new phone. You'll be shocked at the difference of that phone. I'd almost lay money on it.
Okay. Well, I mean, I use my phone basically for phone calls, texting, emails, photographs. And then I have an iPad. I use the iPad for a lot of
porn. For porn.
There have been... between the 6 and even the X or the 11, the changes in the camera alone will probably knock your socks off.
Okay.
The 11 have 2 or 3 lenses depending on the model you get with. So.
Okay. Well, you gave me a lot to think about, Josh. I really appreciate
thanks,
your
Bob.
Service.
Thank you, Bob.
Frank,
thanks, Bob.
Thanks to you for providing guys like Josh and the lawyer guy and Dr. Gardner.
You're welcome. Everybody. Thank you for listening, or we wouldn't be here. So thank you, Bob. Now, Josh, you said something. Knock your socks off. I've worked with a couple of people over the years that never wore socks, ever. Just
really?
Guys, that was their cool look. You know, loafers, no socks.
Mm. Was Dan one?
Mm. No.
No.
Lee Sherwood was a guy I used to work with in country music, and he never wore socks. I never saw Lee wear socks. He, and I can't do that. I've tried that. Sweaty. You know, I mean, unless you
is
got
that the guy
little...
that spray painted the pair of socks on that
no,
one time?
No, that was Alan Barklage.
Oh, okay.
Lee never wore socks. I tried it, and it's cool. It feels kind of neat, unless you, you know, the least bit warm. I don't know. Just the leather, your feet smell. I don't. They make little girly-like inserts for your shoes, so they're kind of half socks.
Was he the guy that crawled around on his hands and knees at a party and wanted to suck everybody's toes when he got drunk?
No, that was not.
Oh yeah, we talk about some stuff on here, Josh.
Someone else.
Okay,
Josh. Now we're back to you. What do we need to be filled in on?
So there's a bunch of stuff going on with streaming services. If you have a streaming service right now, it is likely that service is offering some extra channels for free. The big ones that seem to be pretty common are Showtime and Epix. You might want to look through your email, your inboxes, and you might have a notice saying that you now are eligible to receive 30 days of Showtime and Epix for free, depending on your carrier.
I think Spectrum's doing that.
Spectrum is doing that.
Frank predicted that.
Yeah, last month, or last month.
What scares me about any of the 30-day trial things, I don't care who it's for, YouTube, is I don't like that sometimes it's nearly impossible to get out of it. You know, they make it so difficult. I don't even want to deal with it.
Yeah, and I will say the Spectrum, my folks have Spectrum, and they just turned it on for Showtime and Epix for them. Like, they go through the guide, and now those channels are available to them where before they weren't, and they didn't have to make a call to Spectrum, none of that.
And well, and Showtime or Epic is going to get a couple of new customers probably from your parents. That's the reason that's a smart thing to do.
Yep, and I think I mentioned last week as well, Roku, if you have a Roku streaming device or a Roku embedded television, you can get Showtime for free for 30 days as well. I went ahead and did that. I did have to give them my credit card, and there was a disclaimer that said after the 30-day period, unless you cancel, you will be charged, which I put in a reminder on my calendar and said go in and cancel the account, you know, 30 days from now. Another network that seems to be doing that is AMC. So if the provider that you have doesn't have AMC network, apparently they are offering service for free during this COVID outbreak. ABC News has launched a new free, from what I can gather, free forever, ABC News Live streaming channel on Fire Stick, and it's going to come to other devices later in April. Apparently it's an app out there that you can download for free, and it's more or less ABC News Network, and it's, you get the evening news, you get like a Morning America in the morning. So if you cut the cord and you don't subscribe to a service that has national news, which I'm not sure if there is a streaming service that doesn't have some sort of news network, you can download the ABC News Live app on Fire Stick and later in the month, all the other streaming devices.
Okay, we'll take another call.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, talk to Dan. Dan, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hi, Josh.
Hey.
I knew it. Never fails. Never fails. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I'm in the band.
Hallelujah.
All right, so as far as, like, phone services go, you know, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, whatever, is there really a big difference between any of those, like, service-wise?
The basic service itself, not really. T-Mobile uses a little bit of a different underlying technology.
Did T-Mobile just buy Sprint?
Sprint, yeah. They just closed the deal. That was like a two-year process for them or three-year process for them. Let's just assume all things are equal. You have good coverage where you live from all of the three major carriers, Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. Really, I don't see an advantage, and I'm sure there's someone disagrees with me. I don't see an advantage from one carrier over the other. To me, it would come down to price of the package and the amount of data that you consume. That's to me, that's the important thing, is more and more people are moving to using data over their phone instead of having a connection in their house. And we've done studies with our families at school about how many people don't have broadband at home and just use a cell phone. That becomes important. So if a carrier is willing to offer unlimited data for a certain cost and they don't throttle it, that's an attractive package if it's priced right, if it's not too expensive. Do you know what your coverage is like from the major carriers?
Yeah, I mean it's decent. I'm in St. Charles, so I get pretty coverage, you know, everywhere that I can with what I have currently. The neighbors have, you know, competing companies, and they're fine. It's just if, you know, certain. Oh, if you switch to us, we'll give you a new phone. Well, I have five lines, and if everybody wants a new phone, we could just all switch and all get brand new phones.
Sure.
So that's the only reason I was asking.
And before phone number porting was possible. That was a problem because, you know, like in your situation, if you wanted to go from, let's say, AT&T to Verizon, and you've had your cell phone number for 15 years, and if you went to Verizon, you had to get a new cell phone number. That was a pain. That was an ordeal to go through and tell everybody that your phone number changed. Well, starting, I guess, 5, 6, 7 years ago, they can port phone numbers from one carrier to another. So the number that I've had on my cell phone, I've had for almost 25 years or better. If I decided to go to Verizon, I could take that phone number with me. So it definitely removed a barrier of changing carriers over the last 5 or 6 years. So that's something to ask about, too.
Okay. Right. We got some kind of horrible feedback or noise rustling or something. Dan, was there anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay, man. Thank you. The porting thing, I'll bet you that goes. I'll bet being able to port that number. I think it goes. I think it goes back beyond 7 years. More like.
You know what? You're right, Frank. We ported our house phone number in 2011 to a cell phone number. So it's been around since at least 2011. Before that, I'm sure it was
at least 10 years. But you're right. Before that, that actually would keep you from buying
absolutely
another phone, because if you realized, well, what to buy it, I got to change phone numbers. Nah, 400 people have my number. I'm not gonna contact all of them, and it just wasn't worth it. Yeah, that was a big deal. What else you got?
So something interesting that Google has done over the last 3 or 4 weeks with the outbreak, you know. Android phones, they have all the Google apps and Google apps, even on iPhones, at times report location data when they're in use to Google. They'll let you know, if you're using Google Maps, it knows where you are to place you on the map and stuff like that. Well, Google started running some numbers, for lack of a better phrase, to figure out, looking at location data from before the COVID outbreak to location data after the COVID outbreak and after states were issuing stay-at-home orders and stuff like that. They were able to run reports based all the way down to county level of people in that county and how much less travel was taking place since the COVID issue came around. I ran the report or looked at the report for my county, Jefferson County, and there is anywhere between 30 to 40% drop in just movement from going to the grocery store, going to parks, traveling to work in that time frame. I thought that was pretty fascinating.
Let me ask you a question. We'll take another call. When I get on my phone, it is always my phone, and it doesn't matter really what I'm doing, it'll say Google would like to something know your current location. It says allow or don't allow. In other words, they want to know where, if they can know where I am. Even if I hit don't allow, really? I mean, they still know, right? What do they flip a switch and they go, don't track that guy. We don't want to know where he is. He says no.
They got into a little bit of trouble about that, even, you know, if you hit no tracking anyway. I would say that if you hit no now, it's more likely that they track you less, we'll say, than what they did before.
I don't trust it. I think it makes you feel like, well, okay, now they don't know my location. Sure.
Sure. Right. Well, and the bigger thing is the carrier still knows your location. You know, AT&T, Verizon, they still know your location.
Yeah, I promise you, if I committed a murder, they'd do that thing where they figure out where my phone was. They know. Let me talk to Will. Will, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hey, Josh. AM and PM.
Hey, Will.
Hi. I talked to you once before, but I don't know if you had a chance to check on this. I've got what they call a service called Plex. You ever heard of that? Plex Media Service.
Okay. Yeah.
And the problem I'm having is I'm able to record off the my home run antenna coming through the network and all. Everything's fine. I'd say record. All of a sudden now I can't record. It keeps giving me no right access to destination. But I was able to do Ten Commandments last Saturday. It came in great. I said, cool, I got it working. I've been doing some other things. I like to watch older shows and all. And they're still keep coming up the same message there.
So no right. That would make me think you've got a problem with the destination folder that your over-the-air recordings are going into. I would double check and make sure the drive isn't low on disk space would be my first question. And then I would try moving that destination folder. So if you go into Plex settings, I run Plex as well at home for a few things, and a buddy of mine runs it as well too. If you go into the settings and you look at the destination location for the over the air recordings and try moving it to a different location and then move it back, sometimes that can kick some permission issues out of the way.
Yeah.
But the first thing I would check would be to make sure that drive has a decent amount of free storage space on it.
Well, I know it does. It's a terabyte. I only use about 100 gigabytes on it so far. So I've got a terabyte of storage. It's a solid-state drive. And like I said, I take Ten Commandments. I recorded Ten Commandments the other night. That's a long recording. Yeah. It's coming in fine, but my, I got Home Improvement, I got a bunch of others. I like to watch older movies, older TV shows, and then it keeps coming back with the same thing. No right. It's going to the same drive. It's one. It's my, I call it access and xylophone. Yeah.
Is this when you're trying to record something or when you're trying to play something?
When I'm recording. I want to record. I've got them, you know, set up to a future programming. Like, I had a bunch of them to come in early in the morning, this Monday morning, because I don't want to sit up at night trying to watch. Plus, it gets rid of, you know, it gets rid of all the commercials and all. That's what I like.
Yep.
Well, none of them, everyone coming in with No Right to Destination. And, but the Ten Commandments is in the same folder, and it came in fine. It's sitting there right now. I can look. I can,
That's because God intervened. Okay. That was the movie he said, I'm letting that one through.
Yeah.
Right. We're going to stop the waters here. We're going to go back to the sea. Yeah.
You bet.
Yeah, I would try moving the destination. Just point it to another location and then point it back. If that still doesn't work, I would, gonna sound silly, but I would reboot your machine or reboot the Plex service itself, at least, if not the entire machine, and make sure that there's not an update for the Plex server, for Plex Media server.
Okay. All right. After I've been on all the forums and all, no one's really given me a good direction to go. I wish they had some way you can call into them, but they don't have any.
They have, I think if you pay for their server, you know, if you get the Plex account and you pay for it, they have email support, I thought. It might be worth trying to see if they've got a support email address.
Yeah, I've got the what they call the pass on it. I got the lifetime pass on it. How many tries?
Oh, wow, cool. Yeah, I'm still paying yearly. Yeah.
You are?
Yeah, I should have bought it years ago, but I didn't.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. You got
for an email address.
Okay. All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Will.
Thanks for listening, Will. We appreciate it. All right. You have a minute and a half or so.
Whoops, sorry. My bad.
What's that for? A minute and a half. Boy, they didn't take much to astound them. A minute and a half. What do you need to leave us? Does anybody else remember the name CyberTel?
Yes.
That was the cellular company.
Yeah.
If you had a cell phone in the 80s, buddy, you had CyberTel. You had no other choice.
Precursor to Sprint?
It was something else. It wasn't Sprint, but it was the precursor to another big name.
Maybe Nextel?
Maybe Nextel. Maybe. Be more likely Nextel than Sprint.
Yeah.
Well,
and then there's
Sprint
Singular.
Nextel, right?
Yes. Yeah, Sprint bought
Nextel. And there was another one in there in between. It was CyberTel, something else.
Singular?
Singular would be.
That was
Singular,
AT&T.
Yeah, that was one. And wow, are we really down to three basic? You mentioned them earlier, Josh. Nextel, T-Mobile, and AT&T, really?
T-Mobile, Verizon, AT&T. There's other, Spectrum has their service, but all they're really doing is reselling another carrier service.
Verizon.
Yeah.
I have Spectrum, and they use Verizon Towers.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
And then Google has a service called Google Fi, F-I. They resell T-Mobile service. And you can get, if you're a single phone, not a family package, but if you're a single phone, you can get some really good unlimited data deals with Google Fi, like $50 a month kind of deals. So
in 1984, CyberTel issued its first cell phone in the St. Louis area, and it cost $3,995.
I had one. Mine was $2,700.
Wow.
I paid 10 cents a minute. There was no packaging. 10 cents a minute to talk and $2,700 for that phone. And I had mine in 84 or 5.
Yep.
Because I couldn't stand it when I saw one. I had to have it.
Ameritech bought them.
Oh, that's it. Ameritech. That's the name. All right. You have 10 seconds to do what to do. Go ahead.
I'm Josh the Tech Guy, and it's time to say bye.
All right, Josh Bauman, everybody. Courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Yes, they're still open. They're still in business. They'd love to come out and give you an estimate. I will never forget that day. I remember the kind of car it was, the color it was, and the first time I picked that phone up and could not believe how clear, because originally the quality was crystal clear. You couldn't tell it from a landline because the system wasn't just overloaded with people. It was, man, that changed everything. All right, folks, you know what this means. Because of the time, it means the news is coming up, followed by the Playhouse and everything around it. So stick with us. We'd appreciate that. It's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
Covering St. Louis.
I cannot recommend it highly enough.
590 The Fan. More than just sports. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. New York may have reached its peak when it comes to coronavirus cases. That's according to Governor Andrew Cuomo, who said that tracking the rate of hospitalizations